It was almost time for the video visit. I'm Joseph. This is Input English. That was the thought in the mind of Kathy. Kathy is Bobby's mom, and she was concerned about Bobby's recent problem with allergies. That's why she took him to Dr. Ferguson's office about a week ago. If you didn't see that episode, there is a video that describes Bobby's visit to Dr. Ferguson's office. That video is entitled, It's Spring. In this episode, Kathy has scheduled a video visit with Dr. Ferguson to follow up on this allergy business. He had recommended to increase foods with antioxidant activity, and he had recommended elimination of dairy to see if that would help with the allergies. Kathy also had an additional concern. She was concerned that Bobby's allergies might be worse because of Oscar. Could Oscar be contributing to Bobby's allergies? She feared that maybe they would have to get rid of the dog. So she wanted to talk to Dr. Ferguson about whether Oscar could be part of the problem. Now, she was more fearful of that days ago. What had happened since the visit to Dr. Ferguson's office is she implemented those two changes, and Bobby's allergies got a lot better. She still wants to talk to Dr. Ferguson. When the time came, she connected to the video visit, and in a moment, Dr. Ferguson was looking at her on her tablet and talking to her face-to-face using this electronic hookup. They confirmed that each could hear the other and then greeted each other politely. Dr. Ferguson got right down to business because he's right in the middle of office hours and he's busy. He asked how Bobby was doing. Kathy said he's doing great. His allergies have gotten a lot better, so I think you were right in making those suggestions. Dr. Ferguson said, that's great to hear. We should wait and see what these allergies do over time. It may be a little early to declare victory over this problem, but it is encouraging, isn't it? She agreed and they both nodded. Kathy then said, I do have one question, one concern. And with that, Dr. Ferguson said, shoot. Now, shoot is an interesting expression. People learn shoot in terms of firing a gun, or perhaps shooting a basket with a basketball. One can shoot an arrow with a bow. But shoot is used in other ways in English. One of the ways is as an exclamation used by someone who wants to avoid profanity. If someone forgets something and is face to face with the inconvenience, they might say, oh shoot, I forgot my sneakers. Oh shoot is an exclamation to avoid swearing. The other way you will hear the expression shoot is as a command indicating to someone that they can ask a question. If someone came up to me and said, I have a question about what you're doing with that camera, I might say, shoot. In other words, ask your question. So when Dr. Ferguson said, shoot, he was just beckoning that she ask her question. This is an informal, casual expression. With that, Kathy explained her concern. She said, you know, we have this dog, and the dog's in the yard all the time, and I'm just concerned that the dog might be contributing to Bobby's allergy symptoms. I don't really want to get rid of Oscar, but could Oscar be the problem? And if he's the problem, how do we find out? Dr. Ferguson answered very quickly. He understood the question and he was ready for it. He said that the dog could be contributing to the allergy symptoms, but it's very unlikely. He then quoted some studies pointing out that children who grow up with dogs actually have fewer problems with allergies as compared to similar children who grow up without a dog. Studies have shown that dogs in the household when children are small seem to be a little protective of allergy problems. He went on to explain that children who grow up around a dog are less likely to have chronic disease, specifically allergies and asthma. He said, I even recall one study that suggested that the likelihood of them developing diabetes later in life was decreased. He then said, but don't quote me on that. Now, don't quote me on that is a casual expression that indicates that the speaker is not really certain about the details. They want to get the idea out, but they don't want to give the impression that they're absolutely certain about the accuracy of what they've just said. So Dr. Ferguson used that casual expression, but don't quote me on that. He summarized by pointing out that now that the symptoms have gotten a lot better, there's no urgency to even worry about whether Oscar is a contributing factor because the problem seems to be in remission. That is, the symptoms are going away. He then said, I'm really happy that things have gotten so much better. Let's just adopt a wait and see attitude. Let's just see how things go. There are lots of things we can do that we have not done thus far. We can do allergy testing. Some kids actually need allergy shots. So it's way too early to figure out where this is going to go. But I am very encouraged that his symptoms have gotten so much better. Let's stay with this plan for now. Kathy was satisfied. Dr. Ferguson asked if she had any other questions. She said no. Dr. Ferguson said, so where is Bobby? This is his video visit. Kathy said, oh, he's in the backyard playing with Oscar. Dr. Ferguson said, well, that's okay. I think we accomplished what we needed to. With that, they finished the video visit and Kathy closed up her tablet. She felt a lot better, because she was very concerned what a trauma it would be if they had to get rid of that dog. She looked out the window and saw Bobby hurling the ball down into the yard and Oscar quickly retrieving it for him. She also noticed that Bobby had a rag in his hand. She was thinking, I wonder what that's all about. I invite comments below, and if you like videos like this, be sure to click on this one next. See you soon.